with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Good morning, everyone. Hello, hello. We're continuing with the 1970s. So we are up at 1974, I think. And this particular song is Roberta Flack, which I ended with last week. And obviously there's a lineup. So for those who have been missing out on, or at least not missing out, but just catching up with the idea of what I've been doing, I've been working through the most popular song each month in the 70s. So while I gather up myself and get my toys in a row, I'll just carry on with this just to get my streams open. Right, we're going to recap. So I'm going to play a little bit of each song, beginning at 1970, January, and it's just an excerpt, and I'll stop when I get to where we are, and then we shall continue. But before I do that, I better check that I am being received. Oh, yeah, I forgot to plus tin. And I also forgot to say, Tin, thank you for that show. Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Yeah, I did sleep in. I did. When I woke up, I had the munchies. So I went to the shop and bought a pepper steak pie, a good Australian morning breakfast, a one-handed breakfast. But yeah, let me step out of the way, because we've got chitter-chatter to do. Yeah, Tin said, Rolly, you're very welcome. And Tin, you're a trusty old soul. You like Publius. Bang on time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. And, I shouldn't say you like anyone, because everyone on here, Northern Lights, everyone is so reliable. Adam D, Claudio M, Northern Lights, Publius, M. Chamley, I saw Tobin here earlier. Brandan, the young 17-year-old. He's a good lad, very chatty and lots of fun, isn't he? And talking about youngsters, Stoke Sauce has, yeah, that's you, Brandon. Stoke Sauce has, I heard him clattering about, and he was off to the beach 7 o'clock because we have had nothing but rain. As you know, we had those floods a while back, so he's shot off, and I think he made a great choice, because it's blue sky, it's warming up, and down the coast it'll be lovely. So if you are listening, Stoke Sauce, hello, and it's so cool to have the youngsters here like Brandon and Stoke Sauce, and I bet there are many others. Yeah, I don't know them all. And let me continue. So here we go. I'm going to play what I've been playing along from the beginning.
Let it be. that you were born. The angels got together and decided to.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the
crackling rose and make me smile, girl, if it lasts for an hour.
Starry night, paint your palette blue.
Lean on me when you're not strong.
In my hour of need, I truly am indeed alone again.
He was a long, cool woman in a black dress, but the fine, beautiful song.
My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, I want to play with my ding-a-ling.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I paid the price.
You're so vain. You probably think this song is a
all right, so that's where we're at, and precisely that is, April 1973 was tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Now, I've got a sneaky suspicion I've played that, so, but I'm pretty sure. No, hang on. Let me figure this out. If I go back here and I look at what... Killing Me Softly, Roberta Flack. The next one is Tie Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree. And then Daniel by Elton John. And that takes us with another 1, 2, 3, 4. So if we are April 1973, we are going to... See, I misled you. I said we were in 1974. But friends... That is what I have been doing, playing one song at a time. Now, if you go and look for this list, I believe it won't be found because I stole it from Top Culture. Let me see. 369 subscribers. And he or she or writes, they collected this from numerous countries, so I'm presuming the US and the UK and Europe, and even old South Africa in those days, because we were a little bit more. We were very British, and so, yeah, anyway, I don't want to go there with that chitty chatter. What I wanted to do, though, was play this next song and then talk about the 70s, and I'd like to think that those were really relaxing days, and in a way, it would be wonderful if our kids could somehow be transported back in time to that sort of living. You know, Bronzy takes us to the 80s, and he will do that straight after my show. And I often think that simplicity, because the 80s was really my scene. But it's, I don't know nearly as much as I should about it, because it kind of like just was fun, wasn't it? And the other thing, of course, is that the 70s was also amazing, and there's a lot of us here who are getting a few grey hairs. So let me get out the way, and I'm going to jump past Killing Me Softly, because we've got 10 more seconds of it, so I'm just going to go straight to Yellow Brick Road.
Casting on and on radio.net. Port 7070.
A non radio.
And then my love, she is around the old world. So yellow, it's been what I you see.
Bye. see more than I.
To everybody who tuned in, thank you. You're listening here to the Banana Republic. Up next, we have Paul McCartney. I think it's Wings. Let me see. My Love. Yeah, Paul McCartney and Wings. But I'm going to pause it because I've got a few things to say. So I shall say them. I was talking earlier about the 70s and how much simpler they were. And I don't know how true that is. But I saw a mum and a young family, really, shopping at the chemist the other day. And they were in such a hurry. And the kids were so... They were young and gorgeous, you know. They were just kids looking to enjoy life. And I just saw life hurrying past them. And then... There were other occasions at the shopping centre as well. I saw these kids in tow behind their parents, and the parents looked lovely and young and vibrant, and my own feelings are their lives are being snatched away from them by busyness. And I think it'd be an honest guess to say that many of us here are trying to avoid the busyness. If you look on Mastodon and you look at the kinds of things that go on there, it's very pleasant. When I say pleasant, there's some people really don't want interaction. They just want to share a bit of what they're doing or what they are playing with their tech toys, and that makes this community really cool. And then of course we're inside this little cave, this den, this little room, and if this were a room, which it is virtually, what's on the walls? What does it look like? Have we posted pictures? Have we put graffiti up there? And I love quotes and sayings, so if I ever get a chance to write on the virtual wall, I shall do that. And then on, in other notes, I was up at Mullaney and I picked up a magazine, which is, this one is March 1979, and it seems to suggest that it's a human magazine, and it's called, and I've never heard or seen of this magazine, and they were about 6, 7, or 8 of them there. So I bought them all because they were a couple dollars each. And this one is called the National Lampoon. Yeah, the National Lampoon. And I'm not sure what to make of it. The front cover has a guy playing cards. And he's playing with his wife, who's wearing a red dress and smoking a cigar with a long stick. And he looks like he's losing. And he's stripped down to his underwear, looking a bit anxious. And it's price marked $2. So that was what this magazine cost in 1979, March. And over the page, bang, they whack you with a Winston commercial. Many of you guys will remember Winston's cigarettes. Full rich tobacco flavor. Warning, the Surgeon General has determined that cigarette smoking is dangerous for your health. And there's a picture of a guy looking very happy with his Zippo lighter in his hand. And behind him, what looks like a faded tractor, and behind that, or alongside that, a barn, an American barn, those ones that are shaped. And then we have marketing on the second page, and now we're on a, it's no longer full color, it's black and white. But let me get out the way and let me play this for you. Oh dear, where is it gone? Here it is.
It's in the hands of my love, and my love does it good. Whoa, 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 whoa. My love does it good. And when the cupboard's bare, I'll still find something there with my love. It's understood, it's everywhere with my love. My love does it good. Oh, 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 oh,
favorite songs. When they played, I'd sing along. It made me smile. Those were such happy times, and not so long ago. How I wondered where they'd gone. But they're back again, just like a long lost friend. All the songs I love so well. Every sha-la-la-la, every whoa-whoa still shines. Every shing-a-ling-a-ling that they're starting to sing so yesterday once more. Looking back on how it was in years gone by, and the good times that I had, makes today seem rather sad. So much has changed. It was songs of love that I would sing to them, and I'd memorize each word. Those old melodies still sound so good to me as they melt the years away. Yesterday once more. Every sha-la-la-la, every whoa-whoa still shines. Every shing-a-ling-a-ling that they're starting to sing so
I thought I'd just take this moment to share a little bit about my van, which Adam D. kindly offered to help me with in Mastodon. He said he wishes he was here, he'd give me a hand. And you know what? I really do wish he was here. In fact, I wish sometimes that I was in America and I could, I know it's a huge place, but I could see and meet many of you guys. And what I liked about the 70s and the 80s was the quiet, relaxing, easygoing days, you know, you
get
what you're given. And the guy that's been helping me with the van, Dennis Felton, he goes to our church and he's about 75 and he is so full of energy. He's such a fun guy.
Marley, your little claws are going clickety-clack, clickety-clack.
And he is really a nice guy. And at 75, he and his wife sit down at the end of the day and have a bottle of wine together and relax. And I mentioned my van to him, and he said, look, let's see what we can do. Take the rust out and fix it up, which he did. And then he said to me, look, we need some paint. What color do you want to paint it? I was just going to patch it up with the white paint that it already had. And, well, originally it was silver, and someone had painted it white. And during that phase, I think it must have picked up a bit of rust just on the corners. And we took the rust out, and I went to the shop, the paint place, which is what it's called in Australia, the paint place. And he offered me 1973 Nissan white, which I thought, he said it's an awful white. And that's what in 1973 was regarded as an off white, that color, so more of a cream, but I like it. And he sprayed it up and decoded it and fixed the lights. And the chap that was going to roadworthy it didn't arrive yesterday, but he should today, and at least Monday. And you'll notice that the windows aren't in on the one side, but that was because there was a bit of rust around the trim, and he welded new steel in there. But going back to Dennis is super energetic. Like last night, he entertained. He was cooking, so he couldn't really be with me while I was working there. So he said, you go right into my shed and carry on and do what you need to do. So I was put the bumper bars back and sprayed the back bumper and those sorts of things. And it was a great experience. And I, what I was trying to say is that he cooked for 80 kids last night, so they were going to have a suit and tie dinner. And he's also a bus driver, so he travels around the country doing tours to all parts of Australia and cooks on the way. And my daughter Louise went with him once and she had a wonderful time. We went up to Alice Springs and to the Northern Territory and back down. And people like Dennis kind of like make the world go round. You know, they're probably, you know, in a very, very similar cast. You've got people like ISO and SMJ and the other people who hide behind the scenes at SDF and who keep it going. This guy is fabulous. So I'm very happy, Dennis, for helping me fix my van up, and should be on the road next week. And then I shall clean it up and do a bit more with it. Let us get back to the music. I shall continue with Helen Reddy. I know that I've been chatting right through her song, but I'll just carry on.
With no loving in our souls, goodbye. Angie, I still love you. Remember all those nights we cried. All the dreams we held so close seem to all go up in smoke. Let me whisper in your ear, Angie, Angie, where will it lead us?
Angel, Angel.
This is a lovely song, Photograph, by Ringo Starr. And yeah, look, it makes me think about things. It takes me back to yesterday. Just a sec, hang on, stay there, guys. I've got to. Someone's vacuum cleaning around me, and I don't know if you guys can hear. Hang on. I'll be back. Oh, look, so sorry. That thing seemed to have stopped, and I don't know if that's my show that stopped. Sorry. Okay. Where I was talking about this lady. We were speaking about the Germans and howitzers and surplus stores, army surplus stores. But I went into Aldi yesterday. I was on my way to the beach. And we had a public holiday, so I stopped off to get water, and I was picking up water, and I thought I'd get some jerky, well, biltong, actually. But this lady said to me, "What a magnificent moustache," and I turned to her, and I was very surprised, because she was probably closer to 80, and I thought to myself, okay, and started chatting with her. And she wanted to know a little bit about me. And so I found out about her as well. And we were in the aisle, so people driving their trolleys to and fro around us. And I put my water on the floor, and she put her basket on the floor. But after a while, I realized that she... she told me about the house she had sold, because she had a very big house, and I believe that part of the story. And she'd moved into a little place near the beach, and I believe that too. But where it got a bit worrying was when she started telling me about the people living in her roof, and she figured that there were about 30 thugs living up in the attic, which it's just a case of people getting old. And she was doing her own shopping, she was driving her own car, and she was a lovely person. So what happens to people like that who want to be independent? She spoke very well, she was articulate, and just a lovely, lovely lady. And a German lady who told me a little bit about the war, and she was very young, but she said the kids listened and understood what was going on. And I guess I would appreciate what she might have gone through a bit. But yeah, we need to remember these people, these older people. The modern world isn't very nice for the youngsters, like I spoke about earlier. And also the older people. And it's all because, let's blame it on technology, shall we? No, it's not. It's all because unscrupulous companies want to use technology to disadvantage others, really, by exploiting them. And yeah, that's that. Let us stop saying and play some more music. This song is Karen Carpenter, On Top of the World.
such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen.
I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been. Put me at the top of the world.
Something in the wind has learned my name, and it's telling me that things are not the same. In the leaves on the trees and the touch of the breeze, there's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here.
I'm on the top of the world again, down on creation, and the only explanation I can. Since you've been around, your love's put me at the top of the world.
I'm on the top,
top of the world again, down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go. Thank you.
It would be wonderful to put Tom in a bottle. And, yeah, it's something we can't do. There's this saying I like to say sometimes. Why did God make time so that everything doesn't happen all at once? And in a way, I do think it would be nice to have everything happen all at once. And I realize when I'm in environments like this that there's no end to the amount of knowledge you can find and discover. So for those who have just tuned in, this is a non-radio, which is broadcast from the SDF servers, a server called anonradio.net on 7070. I remember that because Stokes also said something like that in his show. And he's gone to the beach, where I shall be heading later. One of the reasons I want to go to the beach, there's a movie house there that charges $10 right on the beach in Calandra. And it's quite nice. And yesterday they screened Top Gun, and I'd love to see that. So, especially after seeing another movie called Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. It was an Asian film. I don't even know if it's produced, it was Asian produced film, but it was like a mainstream film. But flipping heck, so many things going on in there. I just lost the thread, and I left because it was just, I didn't like it at all. So if you care for my advice and you see a movie called Everything Everywhere All at Once or something like that, I would suggest you pass it by. Not for any other reason other than that it's just nonsense. People flying through the air, landing on things. Anyway, what else I wanted to say was that I'm really thankful for, you know, an environment like this where Stoke Source can hang out and do his thing and I can hang out and you guys are always here. There's something consistent about it, and I like it. And I like that it's semi-underground. It's kind of like surfacing now because of Mastodon. But there are still sections of Anon Radio which are deep down, like the bulletin board, which is a fabulous place if you want to look into it. Just type B board, as in B-O-A-R-D. And thank you again for being here. This was badly planned, I'm sorry. But I'm going to be sticking in the 70s, I think, for a little longer, because we're only at 1974 now, and we've got 6 more years of 70s music. But it does get better. It gets closer to the 80s in a short time. So I shall play out with the rest of the song, The Way We Were.
Pictures of the smiles we left behind.